Another nation has the anti-conversion law on the books. I'm Ruth Kramer with Vision Network News. We're going to tell you which country is restricting religious freedoms and how it'll affect outreach coming up. And then one of our ministry partners got creative with incorporating art into their ministry. We're sharing today's news where you can find your place in the story. Starting now with a look at what happened back in August when Nepal's parliament passed a bill criminalizing religious conversion and the so-called hurting of religious sentiment. And in October, the president signed that bill into law. Christians in this Hindu-dominant nation have been wondering how the new law might impact them, especially when it comes to sharing their faith. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti says for their ministry, it's a matter of urgency.
The government is going to take a full year to implement it, to actually put it into practice. And so we have this window open now for the next 8-9 months. As we talked with some of the leaders there in Nepal, we really want to do all that we can in this time.
But even as they work to equip and encourage national leaders, one of the main questions they're asking is, what will this law actually look like in practice?
If the government implements it very strongly and harshly, then it's pretty serious. They could be imprisoned for 5 years for sharing their faith even with one person, reading the letter of the law.
Podaiti says for many believers, the response is to share the hope they found in Jesus with their fellow Nepalese, no matter what the future holds. So would you pray that their witness for Christ remains bold? And while you're praying about that, keep this in mind.
The deaf are the largest unreached people group on the planet, and we need resourcing to help get God's word to those people.
That's Brad Weekerchus with DOOR International. We caught up with him at the Finishing the Task conference. Now, each year at this conference, FTT updates the list of UUPGs. A lot of letters, I know. UUPG is people groups that are unreached. They've never encountered the gospel, and they're unengaged. No one is trying to reach them. Nearly 100 of the UUPGs on this year's list are deaf. And it's not enough just to hand them a Bible.
Deafness is the one disability group that leads to a minority language group. And so the deaf, by and large, do not read. Sign language is their first language.
That's why DOOR International takes a different approach. They translate scripture into sign language and teach deaf believers how to reach their neighbors for Christ.
Now is the time for the deaf. In part because of technology and awareness, we can bring translated scripture and a church planting movement to as many sign languages as possible.
It's a big task. There are more than 350 sign languages worldwide. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And finally, last year, Global Disciples Headquarters asked local artist Liz Hess to paint an image they could send out on the Christmas cards. What started as a simple art request went viral, and thousands of people were moved by that image. Liz's painting last year depicted a manger scene with several international leaders and figures bowing down and laying their crowns at the foot of the manger. This year, she did another painting for Global Disciples, and it depicts a Jewish chuppah with international characters dancing around it. Under the chuppah is a lamb, and above is a lion. Wendy Nagel with Global Disciples says every year, the paintings prompt spiritual reflection and worship, which is really the beauty of Christian art in ministry.
As they experience the paintings for the first time, to see the interaction and the changes of heart and the impact as people are experiencing them has been wonderful. And the other day, our team sat down and together signed 1,200 Christmas cards that we're sending out and just, you know, kind of wishing we could be there as each one is opened.
Liz wants to encourage Christians everywhere.
I think no matter what we're doing in life, whether we're serving food at a restaurant or whether we're evangelists taking the gospel around the world, whatever we're doing in life as believers has to be set apart for the Lord.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slavic Gospel Association is sharing those stories for free because they were written by a woman for a woman to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.